Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To break out the grill tonight for the national championship game, Cole Bryson with you this afternoon, filling in on ESPN Upstate. Reggie Chatman Jr., covering the LSU Tigers. He joined us a few weeks ago, and he is joining us now on the program. Reggie, how are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic. It's an exciting time out here in the city of New Orleans. Lots of people walking around, and, you know, it's obviously in Louisiana, but, man, there is a lot of Clemson fans walking the streets out here in New Orleans.
Well, that's listen, man, that I'm glad you said that, because literally just a few minutes ago, and you weren't on yet, so you didn't hear me say this, right before the break, I was talking about to our listeners, the fans or the media folks that I follow, all the pictures I have seen looked like it was very LSU heavy. So talk about it. I mean, is there a lot of Clemson fans out there?
There is. I was over at Cafe Du Monde earlier this morning, which is where the historic venue establishment in the city of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And I was over there doing a live shot for our shows, and we were trying to get cheers of, you know, both fans kind of cheering in the Cafe Du Monde. And it was interesting. We got LSU to cheer, but naturally when we tried to do the Clemson cheer, it was just significantly louder because there's so many more Clemson fans in that area. So it's over on Decatur Street. It's over next to the ESPN College Game Day set. And I'm not sure. It kind of depends, I guess, but that seems to be a hotbed for Clemson fans. And, of course, the orange pops out when you're walking through the city.
Reggie Chatman Jr. joining us this afternoon right here on ESPN Upstate. Reggie, when you look at this this venue, this stadium where this game will be played, this is what I was talking about right before we went to break. Obviously, both schools, LSU and Clemson, are a lot of tickets for this game. But how does LSU get the advantage with being able to purchase more? And what we've seen tonight, we have heard that there will be a lot more LSU fans in the stadium than Clemson fans.
Well, I think how it works is I think both sides get a certain allotment of tickets, and some of them are just kind of free passing. So I think some of the lower level bowl stuff is a lot of it's significantly set for LSU fans. And then I think what happens is, I don't know if it's Clemson fans necessarily selling away their tickets, or there's other spots where it can go up to either LSU or Clemson fans. So I think just it found that like the Louisiana fans have just found a way to get a hold of tickets that maybe aren't necessarily supposed to be theirs. So I don't know if that's true or not. It's just it's unbelievable. Yes, but like you said, it's going to be definitely a away game for Clemson. I talked with Isaiah Simmons earlier yesterday at the media day, and he was telling me it doesn't feel. It feels like worse than an away game. It feels like they're in a different country. And that's got to be kind of the feeling when you're going into the belly of the beast right here in the heart of Louisiana. It's right down the road from LSU. So it's going to be packed in there, and LSU fans are going to be loud.
Reggie Chatman Jr. of WBRZ in New Orleans joining us on the program. Reggie, I have to ask, when you look at this matchup, we have the media days and the press conferences that lead up to the event. But, you know, I think a lot of times we miss on talking about the actual game plan of these teams. I said earlier in the show, Reggie, obviously a very Clemson-heavy perspective up here in the Upstate. When you look at what happened with Clemson and Ohio State and how Ryan Day figured out and picked up on multiple things that Brent Venables did with his Clemson defense, I love to really analyze and break down the game plan of LSU coming into this game and how they're going to attack this Clemson defense from the media days and the coaches and players you've encountered thus far. What's their word? What's their MO on how you get past this Clemson defense?
What's interesting, they have a lot of respect for this Clemson team. They recognize that, you know, even though Clemson lost a lot of talent on that defensive front of line last year, they're still very talented up there. They've got some physical defensive backs, and they have a lot of respect for Venables. So it's interesting. When you look at the LSU's offense, they don't really tell you much when you go to these interviews and try and break down exactly what they're going to do. But Just looking at it on film, LSU finds a way to do something just a little bit different every game. So, for example, in the Oklahoma game, they recognized that they were going to try and double team and kind of bracket Jamar Chase, who is obviously the Blitnikoff winner from this year, and that opened up Justin Jefferson deep. And Joe Burrow has been good deep, but he threw double what he normally throws in deep balls during that game. So I'm anticipating LSU doing something just a little bit different, a different wrinkle, similar to how I think Clemson kind of caught Ohio State off guard with running Trevor Lawrence the way they did. This is going to be an absolute chess match between both sides. I mean, it's going to be something that people are going to be talking about for years to come.
Reggie, our discussion on this topic with Clemson's defense going up against a very high-powered Joe Burrow-led LSU offense earlier in the show was analyzing and debating which would be more effective for Clemson. I want your thoughts, Reggie. Do you think this would be a much better attack if Clemson can really put pressure on Joe Burrow and make him uncomfortable, something that he hasn't had or seen all season? Or you think Clemson would be better off to kind of sit back and pick Joe Burrow apart in the secondary and trust the secondary and the linebacking core to get the job done tonight?
Man, it's so tough. I mean, you bring up pressure. It's crazy to think that Joe Burrow actually is sometimes gets better with pressure. He's so good at finding a way to get out of the pocket. A lot of these Houdini plays where he, you know, breaks away from a certain tackle and throws it running out of bounds to a receiver 30 yards downfield. And, you know, that's when pressure comes. And when you give him too much time, he's able to, I guess, pick you apart with the weapons. It's crazy to say this and think about this, but there's no, I guess, real way to stop LSU, I think. I think they're going to get their points regardless. You can kind of slow them down if you can start to disrupt some of the timing, which is what's so good with them, whether it's picking as a little pick plays or, you know, just being aggressive up front and bringing certain pressures and packages and blitzes just to try and confuse Joe is really what's going to take. But I think that it's tough to guard three potential NFL talents in the wide receiver core, and you got a wide receiver turned tight end and Thaddeus Moss, whose dad is obviously Randy Moss, so he's got good hands. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back, is one of the better pass catchers in the SEC, and he's at running back. He's the third leading receiver on the team. So it's tough. It's going to be quite a challenge. You just have to try and do something to try and, I guess, confuse Joe and just make him a little bit more comfortable.
Reggie, something I want to ask. You've seen LSU all season long, up close and personal. Has there been a time at all this season in your coverage of the LSU Tigers where Joe Burrow has had trouble reading a defense, or where Joe Burrow has struggled this season?
I don't think so. I think the one game that gave the Tigers just a little bit of trouble, and just talking at media day, it seems like that's something that maybe Clemson looked at. The Auburn game, they held LSU under 40 points for the first time all year. I think they finished with 35, 38 points, something like that. And LSU ended up pulling it out later in that game and found some rhythm and stuff like that. But really what happens for LSU, and Joe talks about it all the time, they prepare all week for a certain defense. And lots of times teams will come with something totally different and something totally new that they've never put on film the entire season. And what really makes this offense special in that regard is they're so easily adaptable to what they're seeing on the field. Joe Burrow comes to the sideline, he has conversations with Steve Ensminger, the offensive coordinator, and Joe Brady, the wunderkind, the wide receivers coach, that also helps with the offense. They're able to adapt so quickly and well. So I think the Auburn game is the only one there, and the reason for that is they had Derek Brown up front, who really could create some pressure and cause some problems for LSU's offensive line. It kind of messed with the rhythm a little bit. That'd be the key, I think.
We talk about legacy so much, Reggie, and when you look at the quarterback in Joe Burrow and the head coach in Ed Orgeron, if they were to win this thing tonight, these two guys as a duo, you know, you look at duos like Brady and Belichick, these two guys would go down in LSU history probably as the best ever. Agree?
I think so. I mean, you've got people saying that Joe Burrow is – I mean, you look at the shooter statistically at it. I mean, Joe Burrow's had statistically the best passing season in the SEC's history, whether it's touchdowns, completion percentage, yards. I mean, it's in every category. And, you know, Ed Orgeron just feels so, I guess – perfect for the LSU job just because he is a Louisiana person, and you know he bleeds purple and gold. And the one thing that people always say fans wise he's the first coach that LSU's had that doesn't have an accent, which is interesting when you think outside that he has a very tough Cajun accent, and naturally in Louisiana we can all understand him, it's just people outside of the city or the outside of the state can't. So, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's an all-time combination between two guys that have just embodied what LSU is. And, you know, both are seen as not just cult legends, but like absolute legends in the city of Louisiana. People are going to remember the season and that duo for a very, very long time.
Reggie, I think that's so intriguing, that topic of conversation, if LSU were to win it tonight. But let's ask this. You know, in the world we live in where rings are so important, if Joe Burrow doesn't win this thing tonight, where is Joe Burrow then recognized as an LSU Tiger? I mean, does it hurt him at all?
No. I mean, I think it depends on how he plays. I mean, but I think it's tough when you just think about this season. I mean, the dude has broken every passing record. You got to understand, LSU has been wanting a quarterback for a very long time. I was watching a clip from Joe's first start against Miami last year, and he finished, I think, 11 for 24 with 130 yards and no touchdowns, no interceptions, like 50 yards rushing or something like that. I think I remember fans and people saying, like, we finally have our quarterback. This is the guy who's going to lead us to a championship. And he was completing less than 50% of his throws and throwing for under 200 yards. I mean, to see his progression and turn to who he is now this year, I mean, I think regardless of if he wins or not this week or today, I think that eventually Joe Burrow is going to end up getting a statue right next to legendary LSU running back Billy Cannon, who is the other only Heisman winner in LSU history. He's going to get a statue somewhere for the Tiger Stadium when it's all said and done.
Reggie, before we let you go, man, I've got to ask, give me one player that we're not talking about for LSU that's got, or in your opinion, that could have a breakout performance tonight.
I think that, let's see, I mean, you got so many different options. I mean, you talk between, but I think one person that you probably want to watch out for is Terrace Marshall. So obviously the, Jamar Chase won the Biletnikoff this year at wide receiver for LSU, and Justin Jefferson, if you hadn't watched LSU football until last week, you probably watched him catch four touchdowns in that game. I mean, it's unbelievable how much talent LSU has in that wide receiver core. But you look at Terrace Marshall, he's the third wide receiver on this roster. Percentage wise, he's very good. Most of his catches come from either first downs or for touchdowns. Before he got hurt earlier in this year, he was leading actually this entire wide receiver deal in touchdowns. The guy's an absolute machine. So I think with so much, it's really pick your poison. And when you see how well Justin Jefferson did last week, and you're going to obviously not leave Jamar Chase wide open, it can open up a lane for Terrace Marshall to be really effective. He got a little bit injured in that Oklahoma game, came back strong and played well, and it's that would be probably the player that you want to look out for. He could be a major problem for the Clemson secondary later on tonight.
Reggie, great stuff, man. So much appreciate you taking time out to visit with us. Have a blast tonight, and we look forward to your coverage. Tell people where they can follow you for tonight's coverage.
Yeah, so we've got coverage all day and all night on our station at WBRZ on Twitter and on our website. You can follow me at Reggie Chapman. It's REGGIECHAT, as in Tom, MAN. I'll be tweeting pictures and videos all day, quotes, and we've got live coverage, let's see, from 3 till 7, and then from 10 until whenever we decide to turn off and stop talking about the Tigers. So you can tune in and watch us on there, online or on our app at WBRZ.
Great stuff, man. Always a pleasure. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Anytime.
That's Reggie Chapman Jr. joining us. Just a spectacular interview talking about the LSU Tigers from an LSU perspective. You know, we hear so much living in the upstate, Diesel, about this Clemson perspective and how Clemson can do this, how Clemson can do that. I love hearing the opposite team's perspective. When you look at Joe Burrow, when you look at these guys that tonight are going to have an incredible night, I think this game is so intriguing. And this is probably, I'm not going to say the most exciting or the most looked forward to matchup, but in recent years that I can remember, we've had so many Clemson-Alabama matchups. This is probably the most exciting matchup in the national title game that I can remember in recent years. I mean, you look back, last year, Bama-Clemson, we kind of had it, okay, we've seen enough of Bama-Clemson. People kind of got tired of that. This is a little bit, even though Clemson's still involved this season, there's still a little bit of freshness here. And I think LSU being in the national championship absolutely helps college football. I think the hometown, homegrown Ed Orgeron accent, I think that helps. I think that it's just two complete polar opposite styles and cultures of a football program. And you have an Ed Orgeron-led program where they are almost to an arrogant kind of style, not over the top, but they are very proud and very prideful of LSU football, and Joe Burrow's the same way. And then you have a Clemson football program that's that knows that they deserve to be there, but you have a guy in the name of Dabo Swinney who continues to lead this campaign of we're not supposed to be here, according to the national media. So it's just two very different styles tonight, two polar opposite football cultures. One that's more family atmosphere, one that's more, hey, come on a Sunday afternoon for lunch and let's have lunch and let's talk to Coach Sweeney and let's get introduced to the Clemson staff, and it's a family warm type environment. LSU, on the other hand, not the same scenario, not the warm family friendly environment with this LSU football program and the culture right now at LSU. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying one is any better than the other, but the cultures, I love looking at a culture of a football program. The cultures of these two schools are, in my opinion, polar opposite. They couldn't be further apart. LSU, Baton Rouge, and Clemson, South Carolina, those are pretty two different cities. You drive into Baton Rouge and you drive into Clemson, it's a pretty big difference. Just from the outside visitor, from the outside ear, if you will. It's a very different culture in Clemson than it is in Baton Rouge, and that has a lot to do with the football culture for both programs. However, I love hearing Reggie's perspective. I love everything Reggie had to bring from an LSU perspective, and I do think he's right in just about everything he said, but I will say this. I do disagree with one thing. I think if Joe Burrow were to win this game tonight, he is a legend, probably the best ever at LSU, and he should be. But if he were to lose tonight, I think rings matter, folks. I really do. I think championships matter. And I think LSU fans, LSU football faithful, they love them some Joe Burrow, and they will always love Joe Burrow. But LSU fans are also very honest about winning. They want to win. And if Joe Burrow doesn't come through tonight, this window of opportunity isn't like Clemson's window of opportunity, where the recruiting class is number one, where their preseason number one already ranked for next season. The window of opportunity looks a little bit smaller for LSU than it does for Clemson because Joe Burrow obviously won't be there next year. So the only thing that I disagree with Reggie on is I think if Joe Burrow loses tonight, I think he loses a little bit of his love from LSU fans. Not much. I don't think they turn on Joe Burrow. I wouldn't say anything crazy like that, but they are 14-0, and they really want a championship. LSU really wants a national championship brought home to Baton Rouge. So we will see. I think LSU is the favorite. I'm picking LSU, but I'm going to tell you, I think if LSU drops the ball tonight and loses this football game, I think there's going to be a lot of sick and unhappy Louisiana faithful tomorrow. Next up on ESPN Upstate, we will talk to Madeline Adams of KLFY in New Orleans. Also, another Louisiana perspective covering this game. Last guest of the show. We'll talk to Madeline Adams up next. I am Cole Bryson, and you're listening to ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I want to let you know that you have a chance at free money. Who doesn't love free money? It's the $1,000 free cash dash on ESPN Upstate. The keyword during this hour, the 2 p.m. hour, is snow. S-N-O-W, something we haven't seen much of around here lately. The keyword, snow. Text the keyword to 72881. That's 72881. Good luck. The $1,000 free cash dash on ESPN Upstate. I want to let you know that you can get in touch with the show. 844-477-3776 is the number to call in. Also, you can text in by texting 71307. That's 71307. We've got a lot that we have covered on the program today, and a lot of college football talk. Madeline Adams of KLFY in New Orleans is set to join us in just a little while on Twitter as well. Want to let you know that not just right now, but all night tonight, leading up to the national championship and during the national championship, we will have you covered on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. I am on Twitter at The Cole Bryson. If you're busy and out tonight, shopping tonight, doing something with the family that you can't watch the entire game, follow along on social media at ESPN Upstate is where we'll have the coverage all night long. Diesel, correct me if I'm wrong, after this show, we will go to College Football Today on the Planet. Is that correct?
Correct. We'll be simulcasting Ingles College Football Today from the Planet with Mark Ryan, Nine, and Fat Boy.
Don't get any better than that, man. And that's till when?
That's till 5.
Three to five. One of the things that I guess it's because it's over in Central Time Zone, but 8 o'clock kickoff, it usually means like more like 8:15, 8:20 kick. Since for some reason it seems like they never kick on time, but it's a little late. I mean, I know I'm not near old enough to be complaining about the time of a football game, but I always feel like this national championship game is a little later than all the other games. But we'll take it, even if it started at 10. We would stay up and we would watch and we would have it covered as we will tonight on ESPN Upstate. Sorry for the delay. We will have Madeline Adams of KLFY. I'm actually chatting with her right now. She is going to join us. She's good to go to join us right now on ESPN Upstate. Again, we had Reggie Chapman Jr. on from an LSU perspective. It's also good to have different perspectives when you have a game that's not Clemson or Carolina or Clemson, Florida State, somewhere that's somewhat local to this area. I always love having an outside perspective, someone who covers the team on. Just from what you heard from Reggie Chapman Jr., there are a lot of things to be learned when having other opinions on the show, people who cover LSU. And one of the main points Reggie said, really he opened up the conversation with the talk about Clemson fans. We talked about the abundance of LSU fans being in attendance tonight for the game. But it's very interesting to hear that there have been reports that there are also a lot of orange from South Carolina and across America pulling for the Tigers in New Orleans tonight. We now welcome in to the program on ESPN Upstate, Madeline Adams of KLFY. Madeline, thanks for joining us, and I know you're super busy. Thanks for taking some time out to talk to us this afternoon.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me on. There's a lot of buzz around New Orleans, so it's cool to be in the atmosphere for sure.
All of our guests have been today calling in from New Orleans, covering the game, obviously. Madeline, a couple of Clemson perspectives as well as a couple of LSU perspectives. I love getting both perspectives, both sides of the story. I want to ask you, what's been your most interesting thing to cover so far leading up to this event with so many different directions to go? What intrigues you the most about tonight's matchup?
Yeah, well, for sure tonight, I think, one of the biggest things to watch is the two quarterbacks that you get to see compete here tonight. I mean, both of these guys, obviously Joe Burrow, a Heisman winner, but Trevor Lawrence was in the conversation early in the season. Obviously, I think both guys have, Joe Burrow is going to be a first-round pick, if not top overall. Trevor Lawrence has the possibility to do that soon as well. So I think the biggest thing is going to be seeing these two offenses going head-to-head tonight and how these defenses, I mean, Clemson has a great defense, LSU too, how these defenses kind of counter that.
Madeline, I have to ask, when you bring up Joe Burrow, and this is a topic of conversation that I've had with several people, and I think it just really depends on the culture of the person as well as the culture of the football program, but there seems to be in South Carolina, and I'm one of those, just being honest, seems to be a little bit of opinion on Joe Burrow being not cocky, but very confident in himself, in what LSU has done this season and what he expects to do tonight. Where do you gauge his confidence? And is it borderline cockiness to you, or do you think he's just in a program where they believe that they will be holding the trophy tonight?
Yeah, I think it's like you said. I think it's full-blown confidence. I don't think these guys are cocky in a way that they just expect success like this. These guys have really worked hard to get to where they are now. They put in the work in the offseason, and they've been saying that. They're not surprised by all the success, but they never, they never just kind of expected it to be handed mm-hmm. to them. They have, six top 10 wins on the season, so they had to earn their way here to New Orleans. And I think Joe Burrow, being the leader that he is, he's kind of taken on that confidence that this team, the rest of the team has. And, with him being that confident, I mean, nothing can rattle Joe Burrow. We've seen him all season be tested. Nothing can rattle him. I think that just speaks to the level of confidence he has. And when your quarterback is that confident, the rest of the team kind of follows suit in that confidence. And so I think that's just why you kind of see this culture of some people, if they don't follow the program and see, all the success that LSU has earned this year, they might see it as cocky, but this team has put in the work in the offseason and they've proved themselves over and over again to where they just ooze confidence.
You mentioned culture, Madeline, and we were talking about that just a few moments ago. When you look at these two programs, the culture is kind of complete opposite between Clemson and LSU, not in a bad way, but just two different polar opposites. A lot of that has to do with location, where the football program, where the school is based, where they're at. What is the culture, in your opinion, of LSU football?
Well, right now, the culture of LSU football is, they're the top dog, right? And Clemson likes to be the underdog, so I think they've kind of taken on that role right now. Dabo Swinney talks about it all the time, people thinking they don't deserve to be here. So Clemson has kind of taken on the underdog. LSU, though, still has a lot to prove, in their minds. They were never settled. They were never, satisfied with just making it or just beating Alabama. They were never satisfied with just making it to the SEC championship. They have always been, creating a culture where it's national championship season or bust. And so I think that's kind of the culture that they've created this year is they're super confident. They are taking on this, number one role because they think they deserve it. They do, they have the resume to prove it. And so I think they're kind of taking on, yes, they're the number one team in the nation, and Clemson's kind of taking on the underdog mentality there. And I think it suits both teams well. So we'll see how they use kind of that mentality tonight on the field to claim this national title.
You talk about culture. I want to ask, Madeline, when you first saw Ed Orgeron get this job at LSU, at what moment, at what point did you and others start to see the making and the maturation of that culture into this LSU football program? At what point did you start seeing that?
I think it was after the UCF bowl win last year. You know, you just saw that team after losing to Texas A&M in a brutal fashion, right? 7 overtimes. You know, everybody kind of was like, okay, well, how is Ed Orgeron and his team going to handle that? I mean, that was just a heartbreaking loss they didn't think they deserved. And they came back and they beat a really good UCF team in a bowl game. You know, they fought that entire game, and you saw kind of Joe Burrow transform there, right? I mean, you after that win, you know, winning a New Year's Six Bowl, you could kind of tell, okay, this team with Joe Burrow coming back, with Ed Orgeron, you know, getting that bowl win under his belt, you felt this team was going to be even more special this year, and they've lived up to all the expectations. So I think it was the UCF bowl win that kind of, you know, everybody was kind of like, that kind of put LSU on not just, okay, maybe they're a top 10 team, but hey, maybe they're going to be a national championship contender, and obviously they've just done nothing but prove that this season.
Madeline, before we let you go, I have to ask, I asked Reggie Chapman Jr. the same question. When you look at Joe Burrow, he is loved by LSU fans like no other. I think he is idolized, you know, to an extent that we've never seen with LSU. Does that love, does that passion, does it decrease at all if Joe Burrow doesn't cash in and win this thing tonight?
I don't think so. I don't think at all. You know, what Joe has done, LSU hasn't had a Heisman winner in decades. And what Joe has done off the field, not only just what he's done getting the wins and the awards and everything else, but just really he has kind of assimilated to this Louisiana culture. And one of my favorite pictures ever of him is his first game with LSU playing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Miami at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, in Arlington. You know, they kind of had, there was a little scuffle between the teams before the game, and you could see Joe walk away, and he held up an L standing for Louisiana for LSU. And so he's, just even in his first game with LSU, he has taken on, you know, the LSU culture and the pride of being an LSU Tiger. So I think even outside of the wins and the losses and the statistics and the awards, he has loved this community. The community has just loved him back. He's, you know, and obviously the awards and the wins help. But I think him just loving this culture will never, ever, you know, allow LSU fans to think any less of him, even if he doesn't bring home a national title tonight.
Madeline, thanks so much for your time. Great stuff. And where can we follow your coverage tonight during the game?
So tonight we will be everything, of course, obviously on KLFY.com, but social media wise, you can follow me at Madeline Adams TV and George South at George South 1010. And we'll have all your coverage for tonight on our social media platforms, Twitter and Facebook.
Great stuff. Have a blast. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. That's Madeline Adams of KLFY in New Orleans joining us. Man, I have some, I still can't get over this whole topic of conversation, this whole topic of Joe Burrow being still idolized as saying if he doesn't have a ring. I know we got to hit a break. I want to talk about that. Up next, I disagree. Reggie and Madeline both said the same thing. Even if Joe were to lose tonight, LSU fans would still idolize him just as much. To me, you have to have a ring. You have to have some sort of championship. An SEC championship isn't good enough. Your thoughts as well, 844-477-3776. I'm Cole Bryson on ESPN Upstate. Back with you on ESPN Upstate. Glad that you have chosen to join us this afternoon on this National Championship Monday. You can still send in your score predictions by texting 71307. Start your message with ESPN. That's 71307. Or call in. The phone lines are open, 844-477-3776. Diesel, give me your score prediction real quick. What was it?
28-24.
And I think mine was...
with a late touchdown to win it.
28-24. Diesel's going very low scoring. Mine was 34-30, LSU. Let's go to the phones where Bert stands by with his LSU-Clemson prediction. Go ahead, Bert.
Hey, it's getting real, ain't it, Cole?
It is, man. How are you?
It's going to be Clemson 46, LSU 43.
Whew. High scoring.
Yeah, high scoring game, tight game, though. But I still believe Clemson is going to come out on the top.
Well, thanks for the prediction. That would hit the over on the over-under tonight that said, I believe, 69 still. So that's a very high-scoring prediction. Thanks for the call, Bert. Let's go to our text line. Text 71307. Start your message with ESPN. The text line, we have a text that comes in and says, you sound like a bunch of Gamecock fans. All right. There you go. Now you've had it. I'm not sure what we did to sound like Gamecock fans, but I will take the compliment or was it a compliment? I don't know.
I think it's because we're not just anointing this national championship to Clemson before it's played.
Well, you know, if they were playing Louisville, we may do that. But they're not playing Louisville. They're playing a team that's pretty good, maybe the best quarterback we've seen at the college level in a long time. And even me as a guy, a Clemson guy, I am picking LSU. And I'm sorry if we sound like Gamecock fans by doing that.
The guy
just
thinks with his heart, not with his head. We have to think with our heads.
I just think I think that LSU is a very well-respected opponent. Listen, I get it. Alabama was last year as well. We heard that over and over about how you know Clemson demolished Alabama last year, and they did. But I think there's a lot to be said about Joe Burrow and the talent that he is. Back to the phones, 844-477-3776. Justin wants to talk Clemson UNC basketball. Go ahead, Justin.
How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
I'll tell you what, that was an interesting start to the weekend, I guess, to say the least. Saw history, I guess, rewritten, so to speak, up there in Chapel Hill. I know it's not getting a lot of attention for obvious reasons. I understand that, but just I guess being one of the few people from the Palmetto State that happened to be there over the weekend, I tell you, that game didn't look good early on. You know, that first half was kind of ugly for Clemson, if you think about it, Cole. I don't know if you guys got to see any of that game over the weekend. Did you?
I did not. I was not able to watch it. Following along on Twitter, but I was not able to watch it on television.
But, yeah, just that first half, I think at one point Clemson was like 2 of 14 or something like that through like the first couple of segments shooting from the field. And a lot of the chatter amongst the media folks was like, well, get to witness another loss in the streak here in North Carolina's good goes to the 60-0. But that last stretch in the regulation, I think it was the last 5:25, Clemson, I think, held North Carolina without a field goal. Mm. Which is to do that in Chapel Hill, where Clemson's had a lot of it's been a house of horrors.
Yeah. No
I guess
doubt.
That was like an omen or whatnot. But just the overall great performance. You had three guys come up in double figures, and Amir Sims hit two of the top 3-pointers of his entire life.
Yeah. It was late in the game, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, hit one right in front of the bench, I think, to force the overtime with, like, I think about 20 seconds to go or something like that. But, yeah, it was just an overall great performance. And I was telling a couple of people, I said, watch this. Clemson's got a couple of pressure free throws. They're going to miss them. The streak's going to continue. And I guess I have to eat my crow on that one.
No doubt. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We're about to hit a break. You can call back. You can call into the show 844-477-3776. You can text in by texting 71307. I'm Cole Bryson, and you're listening to ESPN Upstate. You know, I hate to be that guy that, like, disagrees, you know, on a certain subject over and over and just continues to beat the drum. And, Diesel, I want to know if you agree or disagree. But, like, I get it. I get, like, you love Joe Burrow, and I get, you know, that he's a Heisman winner, and I get that if, you know, he's 14-0 and all this beautiful, wonderful stuff. But to me, it's just like I asked Madeline and Reggie, who both covered LSU and New Orleans, if Joe Burrow doesn't win tonight, you know, is his love lost at all? And their answer was both no. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, how in the world is there not love lost when you – I mean, if the game's not on him, Diesel, and LSU defense gives up, you know, 50 points or something crazy, of course you shouldn't love Joe Burrow any less because it wasn't his to lose. But if Joe Burrow comes out and doesn't play a great game, I mean, you mean to tell me the people of New Orleans and of Baton Rouge aren't a little love – I mean, a little – you mean to tell me there's no love lost between them and Joe Burrow? Just to me, rings mean a lot, and rings matter. And if Joe Burrow's 14-0, that's great. If he's a Heisman Trophy winner, that's great. But if he doesn't win a ring, none of that really matters to me. Am I crazy, Diesel?
I wouldn't say that he's going to be anointed into that elite status, that the all-time great LSU player status. I mean, sure, they'll still respect and enjoy the wins that he gave him over one season, but you're right, it will feel incomplete, and I don't see how it couldn't feel incomplete if he doesn't win this game.
Now, do I think he should be any less in the history of LSU football? Should he be diminished any because of a loss tonight? No. I think he's still the greatest LSU Tiger ever. But, man, it's just – to me, rings matter, and if he doesn't, you know, cash in tonight and get this thing tonight, I think there's a lot of love lost between Joe Burrow and the LSU Tigers. Again, your predictions that you sent in on the text line by texting 71307. We looked at all of them. We read all of them on air. A lot of them were very close predictions, except for like the 45-10, 38-10. I don't know if it's going to be that wide of a scoring margin. Again, I said 34-30. LSU wins 34-30. Diesel had a much lower of a ball game in the 20s.
Diesel, 28-24, yep.
28-24. You know, we had a texter text in and ask if we could think of the LSU-Auburn game. Do we see this as the LSU-Auburn 9-6 game?
No. Both of these teams are scoring over 50 points almost every week. They're not going to be held to 6 or 9.
Now, the over-under again, 69, that's of, you know, Vegas always sets these things, so you're just scared to put money on it. I don't know if I'm touching the over-under. I'm sorry, it's now 67. I think it has changed. 67, it originally dropped. It originally was 69. It's dropped 2 to 67. By the way, the spread was 5.5. It's now dropped to 5 even. So if you like following the spread and the over-under, your over-under is now at 67. So your score prediction, if it's 35-31, you know, you're right there at it. You're under. You're under by a point. And I think a 35-31 game, I said 34-30, I think that's very reasonable. I'm picking under. 34-30 would be under. So I think there's a lot of predictions that will be way wrong. Like Diesel said, we could all be wrong, and it could be a blowout. Who knows? Last year's was. We'll see if this year's is. The national championship tonight, I'm a Clemson guy, but even a Clemson guy every now and then can pick with his brain and go with LSU. I'm picking LSU to win. We will be here tomorrow to break it all down on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.